You told me over in Escanaba last week that that was the best gummy pitched. Well, she topped that today. I mean, she threw 134 pitches. She really battled today and really kept them off balance for a long time.
She almost pitched angry, Jack. She has come a long way in the last 2 weeks. She's found confidence in her changeup, and she's peaking at the right time. Our team is peaking at the right time.
Well, you have 6 losses all year, and they're all to teams ranked in the top 7 or 8 in their respective divisions. I mean, Millington, Esky 3 times. You know, Traverse City, you got them once, and they got you once. So, you know, that's a good schedule, and it's competition that is at a higher level than what you'll see in the districts.
Right, and that's by design, Jack. It's important to get our girls uncomfortable because there's going to come a time where hopefully we go on a run, and then that emotion and that atmosphere is important to them. It's the only way you grow.
And you could run into St. Francis again.
We could. We absolutely could.
Yeah. Looking at other, besides Pepin, though, I mean, Lauren Sundquist, she battled out there. She got you your only hit, obviously. But, you know, that one inning, I mean, I was watching her, and she was, I mean, the catching, and that's a long time to be out there for that last inning, and she didn't miss a beat.
You know, Gummy's success is based a lot on the way that Lauren frames and how she positions her body and how she's such a gritty kid, and she can impact the game from behind the plate with the glove. She can impact the game with the bat, and the way that her speed on the bases, she's a pretty special kid.
And you know, we don't talk much about Samantha Drylik very often because, you know, she's batting. She never bats, or if she does, it's at the end. But she made a couple of great plays out in right field, didn't she?
She has been making great plays, Jack, and that catch was amazing. You know, she is the perfect example of a kid that embraces their role on the team. And we need to celebrate that. You know, she doesn't get a lot of opportunities at the plate, but she is filling her role to a T, and she's starting to make plays out in the grass for us.
And these girls, they've all been, I mean, you remember, obviously, we were down in Indiana, and I talk about it a lot, that almost made it to the Little League World Series. You know, a lot of these girls have been together for a long time, and maybe you're starting to get the benefit of that here.
I would agree with you. We've invested in this group of girls for a long time, and we're investing in the program. And, you know, we have it all over our shirts here and in our dugout that they are working so hard at trying to respect tradition and with the goal of maybe winning another state championship here.
Okay, so the last thing is I have to publicly wish you and Gina a happy anniversary. Of course it had to be at a softball game. I think when you had the schedule made up, you looked at your anniversary and you decided, we're playing Esky on our anniversary.
Yeah, and that's why Dale Hungesto should get UPAD of the year. Oh, good stuff, Jack.
Yes, I got you there, buddy. Say your shout-outs on behalf of the program, and we will, get ready for the districts on our home field next Friday.
Thanks, everybody, for cheering on the Braves.
All right, there you go. That was short and